Well, when the President delivered his response to Parliament's post-State of the Nation address debate, he used the opportunity to provide some concrete actions and delivery dates for priority areas to get the economy going again. One of these, he said, was reducing red tape for doing business in the country. And the President has set his sights on being in the top 50 for the ease of doing business. Is this a realistic goal, though, given that I think he's just given us 3 years to achieve it? Well, Gusant Ori, Cape Managing Partner and Director of the Corporate and Commercial Practice at law firm Cliffdekker-Hofmeyer, joins us now to share his thoughts. Evening, Gusant.
Good evening, Michael. Thank you for having me on your show.
Now, the 2018 World Bank's Ease of Doing Business Index has us ranking at 82nd out of 190 economies, so a little less than halfway up the table. Ramaphosa indicated he'd like to be in the top 50 within the next 3 years. That's a jump of 10 places or more annually. How realistic is that?
Michael, I think these are very ambitious plans. But I think it is achievable. There's a lot of work to be done, and we'll talk about that shortly. But I think it is possible.
Where would you start if you were the president, identifying the key areas or the bottlenecks or the constraints, as you call them in business? Where are the quick wins, so to speak?
Yeah. I think maybe it's a good idea to start off trying to understand what these World Bank economy rankings refer to. I mean, really what they refer to is the extent to which a regulatory environment like South Africa is conducive to starting and operating a local firm. And the kinds of indicators that the World Bank looks at are things such as starting a business, dealing with things such as construction permits, getting electricity, registering property, getting credit, the extent of minority protection, paying taxes and the like. Importantly also, trading across borders and enforcing contracts and insolvency. Overall, if one looks at how South Africa did, we actually did quite well in the categories of protecting, for example, minority investors and also resolving things such as insolvency disputes, but poorly in the categories of trading across borders and the ease of starting a business. If one compares with South Africa globally, our performance was found to lag on most indicators, and the reason being that the quality of the regulatory environment depends greatly on national instruments and actors, such as, for example, central government. And in our case, South Africa was found to be able to play a key role in improving local business conditions, or government, rather, was found to be able to play a key role. So unless government actually, if you like, get its act together and starts to implement and action some very clear policy decisions that it has already made, I'm afraid it's going to take long and perhaps it's going to be almost impossible to achieve these targets. But they are achievable. And if government does get its act together, I think it is possible. If one looks at in practice what one is talking about, you know, as lawyers, there are a couple of things that we look at in terms of what we experience on the ground in terms of, for example, starting a business. If you look at the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission as an example, registration of a company online should take about 2 working days from receipt of supporting documents, and then registering a memorandum of incorporation should take, say, 10 days. If you want to change company director details, this should take about 3 working days. In our experience, from a practical perspective, we found that these timeframes are fairly realistic, aside from, example, company registrations, where generally one has to revert to the company's intellectual property commission, and then it takes about 2 weeks. If you look at the deeds office and their turnaround time for registration of a transfer for property or a bond registration or cancellation, this is expected to take 5 to 7 days if all documents are in order. And in our experience, the turnaround time for bond registrations and property registrations is approximately 7 or 8 days if all documents are in order. So, you know, these timeframes are not, we're not talking about, you know, a month or 6 weeks or 8 weeks. I mean, I suppose if President Ramaphosa said, as he did in his persona debate, that you have to look at, and the target is to reach a point, for example, where no company need wait more than, say, 6 months for a permit and 1 day for a company to be registered. I suppose it's not impossible and it's achievable, but in practice, we need to ensure that these institutions of government are equipped and resourced to be able to deliver on the president's promises.
And Gesandt, sorry to stop you there because we have run out of time. It's important to ensure we're benchmarking ourselves against the World Bank's report here, because we're not competing against ourselves. We're competing to attract investors. We want to make it easier for local investors, no doubt, and local small businesses, but you also want to be in that top 50 so you're an attractive destination in that League of Nations. And right now, we certainly aren't doing ourselves any favors by ranking in the mid-80s. So we do hope that the president will follow through with some action on getting us into that top 50 of the ease of doing business, which is a very well-known World Bank indicator of business conditions in the country. Gesandt Orie, Cape Managing Partner and Director of the Corporate and Commercial Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr.